on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the government says decisions will be made shortly about the allocation of flood relief funding to sports clubs and other community organisations impacted by August's funding in Inishowen and East Donegal. It follows a two-day visit to the county by OPW Minister Kevin Buxer-Moran. Funding has been approved for a detailed study of flood mitigation works and coastal protection measures at Port New. The Environmental Protection Agency says investment in water treatment facilities is the only solution if Irish seas, rivers and lakes are to meet environmental standards. And the former Irish Times sports journalist Tom Humphreys is jailed for 2.5 years, but some organisations say the sentence is too lenient. And later in the bulletin, Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest sports news. That'll be at around 5:15. All those stories to follow, but first this evening, Ibrahim Halawa says it feels like a dream to be finally home on Irish soil. The 21-year-old arrived at Dublin Airport this morning after spending more than 4 years in jail in Egypt. The Dubliner was acquitted of all charges last month and has finally been reunited with family and friends. Ibrahim Halawa told journalists that being home is bittersweet.
I'm back into a new world. I was taken away from life, and then 1 second you're back. It's going to be hard to recover, but I'm willing to do it. I need to get some medical checks. Prison conditions are very bad. Health conditions are very bad. I'm emotionally, you know, I'm happy that I'm home, but I'm sad that I've left a lot of innocent people as well that have been sentenced, you know.
Minister Kevin Buxer-Moran has spent much of today in Inishowen and the Finn Valley meeting with politicians and community groups to discuss the ongoing response to the August 22nd floods. He's been urged to ensure that all areas are reassessed and that any outstanding funding is made as quickly as possible. Meanwhile, the government says decisions will be made shortly about the allocation of flood relief funding to sports clubs and other community organisations impacted by the flooding in Inishowen and East Donegal. With more details, here's Rory Williams.
The Department of Transport, Tourism and Sports says sports clubs unable to secure insurance were covered under a Red Cross administered scheme announced by the Department of Defence. In relation to clubs impacted by the flooding but whose damage was deemed to be outside the terms of the Red Cross scheme, the department says it received requests for assistance from a number of clubs. They were asked for further information, including quotations for the necessary repair work, with tomorrow set as the deadline for the receipt of that information. Once that information is received, the department says recommendations on what assistance should be provided will be made and the relevant clubs will be contacted.
Meanwhile, funding was approved for a detailed study of flood mitigation works and coastal protection measures at Port New in Donegal. The announcement was made by Minister Moran last evening. It'll see €76,500 made available in the first instance by the OPW for a survey into the scheme. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle is hopeful this is the first step towards providing the community with the necessary safeguards and infrastructure.
I think it was a good news announcement. He announced funding of €76,500 for Port New and Dewey Point coastal erosion scheme. This is the first stage in the actual allocation, and I think it's very important that we've got past this point. The local community has been campaigning for many years for this scheme, so it's important that we got this to this stage. And I think it shows the commitment from the department to ensure that funding does come forward to for the various coastal erosion projects and flooding schemes that are around the county, because it's going to be a topic that's going to become more and more prevalent, I think, as years come on, as we see the effect of global warming, and that flooding will become a more and more important issue. So we have to be geared up for it now and making sure that we can put prevention measures in place.
As you say, the community were quite concerned for a long number of years over this issue. Is this now the first step in getting safeguards and so on going forward?
I think so. I think this is the first step, and it's very important that this step takes place. So I think that's the key message, and that shows the commitment from the government to make sure that this continues to happen. And we need to just keep pushing that as well to make sure that it does continue on. But I think it shows that there is a commitment there, and it shows positive light as well for other projects around the county that are just as important as well. And I think we have to push those, and we have to get them over the first hurdle. And what new shows that it can happen, and I think that's vitally important.
Deputy Thomas Pringle there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The Environmental Protection Agency says investment in water treatment facilities is the only solution if Irish seas, rivers and lakes are to meet environmental standards. It's after a damning report revealed that untreated sewage is still being pumped into water at 44 locations. Donegal and Cork account for nearly half of them. In 59 areas, wastewater is the sole pollution threat to waterways. Almost a quarter of those are in Donegal and Galway. Dave Shannon is an inspector with the Environmental Protection Agency.
So what the EPA has done is we've looked at all of Ireland's largest towns and cities and seen the ones that are failing to treat sewage to the standards set to protect public health and prevent pollution. And we found 50 areas that are failing these standards, including areas like Buncrana, Killybegs and Lifford. However, even more worrying in Donegal is the fact that we found 44 areas nationally that are discharging raw sewage, the same as what was happening 50, 60, 70 years ago. So, and 10 of these areas, so almost a quarter of them, are in Donegal. So these are areas like Bundoran and Killybegs, Burtonport, Farcarra, Kerrykeel, Kilcar, Moville, Remelton, Rathmullen and Coolatee. So if you add up all of these, it's the equivalent of about 3,000 tonnes of sewage going out from Donegal every day, untreated. So really what's needed here is we need to see the investment go in to put in the treatment plants that are required to treat wastewater in these areas.
That was Dave Shannon of the EPA. Tom Humphreys has been jailed for 2.5 years for sexually abusing a young girl in his Dublin home. He had groomed her for 2 years. The former Irish Times sports journalist first made contact with her in 2008 and went on to send her thousands of sexually explicit messages. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Tom Humphreys was 45 when he first texted a girl in December 2008. She was just 14. Their text conversations became explicit over time, and after 2 years of regular messaging, he arranged to collect her outside her school one day. The court heard he brought her back to his apartment in Santry in Dublin, where they engaged in certain sexual acts. The fact he initiated the contact, their disparity in age and status, and the nature of the sexual activity were all considered as aggravating factors. Judge Karen O'Connor said the worst of all was the impact his actions have had on the girl, but she also took into account his guilty pleas, as well as his loss of reputation and livelihood. Before sentencing him to 2.5 years in prison, she said the higher the profile and success of a member of society, the greater the fall.
Well, rape crisis charities have criticised the leniency of the sentence handed down to Tom Humphreys. He had pleaded guilty to the offences in March. The maximum sentence he could have received was 5 years, double what he actually received. Nolene Blackwell is from the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre.
We may need to look at sentencing as well, but certainly just the implementation of sentencing is what's important about this case. And a view was taken that because the person had had a high position and wasn't anymore, that seemed to be the key that was deciding the length of sentence, not the level of harm that this man purposely did many, many times to a small girl.
There were 29 people waiting for beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO, six of them on trolleys in the emergency department. University Hospital Limerick was the most overcrowded in the country this morning, 58 people awaiting admission there. Nationally, the figure was 542. The government says the Gardaí will take appropriate action if a crime has been committed in the tracker mortgage scandal. The issue of trackers dominated leaders' questions in the Dáil this afternoon, with Simon Coveney standing in for Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Earlier, the chief executives of Ulster Bank and AIB apologised to their customers over the scandal. Minister Coveney says the government's ongoing meetings with the banks are not just for show.
The central bank is engaging with other statutory bodies in relation to the tracker mortgage examination, including on Garda Síochána, and they will take the appropriate action. And I can assure you, the Minister for Finance was not mincing his words yesterday when he briefed Cabinet on this issue. And so this is not going to be a case of a number of days of grandstanding.
The leader of Fianna Fáil, meanwhile, has failed to curtail TDs and senators' midterm break. Micheál Martin objected to the Dáil going into recess on this coming Thursday until Tuesday, November 7th. However, he lost the vote and the 12-day break will proceed. The Kinnebec's Fishermen's Organisation has signed a declaration saying that European coastal communities will not allow themselves be left behind or sacrificed when Britain leaves the European Union. The Santiago de Compostela declaration was signed in the Spanish city this week after an alliance of EU fishing organisations attended a conference discussing the potential impact of Brexit on the sector. The KFO's chief executive, Sean O'Donoghue, told the gathering that the €1.1 billion Irish fishing industry supports 11,000 jobs, and that cannot be compromised.
We are making it very clear with the European Fishing Alliance, which we're party to, of the nine countries that fish in UK waters, that in a post-Brexit scenario, it is absolutely essential that the fisheries negotiations and the wider trade negotiations are linked together. If they're not, I fear very much what will happen to us in the fisheries negotiations. We all see a real danger in the post-Brexit scenario if fisheries is separated from the wider trade negotiations. And we're asking the government of all the EU countries, obviously not the UK, to come behind us and ensure that fisheries is not the guinea pig here in the end of the negotiations, that is connected fully to the trade negotiations.
I presume you have had initial discussions with the department here on this, and your sister organisations across Europe will be doing the same. What feedback are you getting from the national governments? Are they taking the attitude you want them to take?
Absolutely. We've got a really positive reaction from our own government, from our minister, and indeed from the... We met the former Taoiseach as well in Kenny in relation to this, and we hope to be meeting Leo Varadkar in the near future as well. But we really got a commitment that they saw fisheries as a priority. We seem to be getting that across Europe at the moment, so we need to maintain that momentum. If we don't, and they are separated, well, then there's a disaster waiting for us.
You're listening to the main evening news on Highland Radio. Serious concern has been raised over figures which show that last week alone over 100 people in Donegal didn't attend outpatient appointments in Letterkenny. It's understood that the figures vary from week to week and can range from between 79 to 179. The issue has been branded a huge waste of financial resources, causing unnecessary delays within the system. Donegal Action for Cancer Care spokesperson Betty Holmes says she believes the root of the problem lies with a lack of communication within the hospital.
We need the actual facts from the general manager at Letterkenny Hospital in order to take this further so that it can be investigated and to push it. But, you know, we also looked at the reply, you know, where it was brought to the hospital executive board and, you know, their DNA policy, and that they agreed to deal with the issue. But this issue has been ongoing. So while there's responsibility on patients, yes, if you get an appointment, make sure you go, and if you can't, phone up. But there's a bigger responsibility on the hospital to ensure that their systems are correct and they're actually communicating with each other, because, as I said, as recent as yesterday, I know they're not communicating with each other.
And that was Betty Holmes of Donegal Action for Cancer Care.
Go the distance this autumn in lightweight running shoes at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Sponsors of Highland Radio Sport, michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and the Republic of Ireland women's side are looking to continue their winning start to World Cup qualifying Group 3. Colm Bell's side are away to Slovakia today. The Irish squad is a strong Donegal representation. Three players are involved: Roma McLaughlin, Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett. Both Amber Barrett and Tyler Toland have got their first starts for the Irish team today. The game kicked off at 4:30. The latest score in Senets, Slovakia 0, the Republic of Ireland 2. Denise O'Sullivan after 10 and captain Katie McCabe after 31. The Donegal girls featuring well in that game. It's just approaching half-time. The Irish are 2-0 up. In colleges soccer today, the LYAT men's soccer side, they were in action this afternoon. They played Blanchardstown in the colleges and university football league in Letterkenny today. It finished LYAT 1, IT Blanchardstown 3. Dean Larkin had given Letterkenny the lead, but Blanchardstown fought back to take victory in that one. League of Ireland news: Bohemians have held off the attentions of Shamrock Rovers and Cork City to retain the services of goalkeeper Shane Supple. The former Ipswich Town keeper has signed a new 2-year contract at Dalymount Park. Bows have also announced that defender Rob Cornwell will stay at the club for the 2018 season. Well, cross-channel plans to alter the way Premier League TV revenues divided has not been successful. The league's so-called Big Six of both Manchester clubs, Liverpool, Arsenal, Spurs and Chelsea, they wanted a bigger slice of money from the sale of overseas broadcast rights. However, the Premier League say there is no consensus for change and a meeting of the clubs planned for tomorrow has been cancelled. And David Unsworth says he wants to be the next Everton manager. The club's under 23 coach has been placed in caretaker charge following the sacking of Ronald Koeman yesterday. He'll lead the side against Chelsea in the last 16 of the League Cup tomorrow. Unsworth is hoping his spell in charge can cement his claim to take the job on a permanent basis.
The chairman has given me an opportunity, Farhad has given me an opportunity, the board have given me an opportunity to hopefully get a run of games where performance levels go up. And we produce some wins as well. From that, performances and results will dictate any future for me as Everton manager.
Well, the EFL Cup reaches the fourth round stage this evening with the Premier League's top side meeting the Championship leaders. Manchester City, their hosting of Wolves, is the only 8 o'clock start tonight. The rest of tonight's games have 7:45 starts with Manchester United's trip to Swansea, the only all-Premier League affair. Elsewhere, Leeds, they go to Leicester. Crystal Palace, they make a tricky trip to Bristol City. Arsenal, they welcome Norwich to the Emirates and Bournemouth face Middlesbrough. The Scottish Premier League tonight, Hamilton Academic will play Partick Thistle. It's Hubs against Hearts and St Johnstone, they play Ross County. In Gaelic games, Kilkerr go into unknown territory on Sunday when they play Monaghan champion Scotstown in the quarter-final of the Ulster Senior Football Championship. The Townie men enter the provincial series on a high, having secured the club's first ever championship and league double. It's been 24 years since they were last in Ulster's Premier Club competition, while Scotstown have been playing Ulster for four of the last five seasons. Kilkerr's Ryan McHugh says they want to be playing against the best.
It's a match we're really looking forward to, you know. I suppose it's unknown territory for Kilkerr, you know, so it is. But we're really, really looking forward to, you know, Scotstown's going to be a huge match. But, you know, as a footballer and as a team, you want to be playing against the best players and the best teams in Ireland. And we believe we're coming up against one of the best teams and players in Ireland this weekend in Scotstown, so we do. So it's not going to be easy. Scotstown, as I said, probably go into it hot favourites. But we're really looking forward to it, you know. We like to think that if we perform, it'll take a good team to beat us on a given day. So it's up over to ourselves to perform.
Ryan McHugh there. You can hear more from Ryan online in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. In colleges, Gaelic games, the LYIT ladies team, they play DCU at 2 o'clock tomorrow. That's in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. In rugby, Donoghue Callaghan says that this is 20th season of professional rugby will be his last. The Munster and Ireland legend is to retire at the end of the current campaign. O'Callaghan is currently with Premiership side Worcester Warriors. And Connacht prop Dominic Robson McCoy has been ruled out until the end of the year. He's had surgery on a thumb injury suffered in the Challenge Cup win over Worcester. Centre Owen Griffin, he'll have a calf injury monitored after picking up a knock in that Worcester game. And finally for this evening in snooker, former world champion Stuart Bingham has been banned for 6 months, half of which is suspended after breaking the sports betting rules. He'll have to pay £20,000 in costs, and the World Professional Billiards and Snooker Association says there's no suggestion Bingham was involved in match fixing or corrupt activity. He can appeal, but as things stand, he can't play again until the 26th of January, meaning he'll miss the UK Championship and the Masters. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. The new National Children's Hospital has been ordered to install a more extensive sprinkler system. The hospital had appealed against the condition imposed by the fire brigade, but An Bord Pleanála ruled that sprinklers must be fitted throughout the building. It said that given the design, it would limit the size of any fire and provide extra time to escape. An Bord Pleanála also imposed a new condition that if Christmas trees are to be installed in the atrium, they must be artificial, fire retardant and a maximum height of 2.5 metres. It removed two other conditions that the hospital had appealed against, but said if there were any design changes to the atrium, a new fire safety certificate would be required. Donegal County Council has been told that some of the money being collected in larger towns within Donegal should be spent on areas which are being overlooked in the county development plan. Councillor Paul Canning is calling for investment in the smaller towns to ensure there is development in those areas that don't gather as much revenue as the larger towns, such as Letterkenny and Buncrana. Councillor Canning says the county development plan is promoting urbanisation at a time that smaller towns in the county are struggling.
We have a situation where we have a county development plan that is promoting at the minute urbanisation, and that means that the development will be done in larger towns, thus the reason that the rates will be collected in those towns and it will be spent in those towns because of the infrastructure need. I feel that the smaller towns, because of the development plan, is going to fall behind the rest of the larger towns, and I think there needs to be a regional balance sought by this council that the smaller towns get the funding that's needed to bring them up in lieu of the larger towns.
And with bringing the smaller towns along as well, we'll bring the whole county along to a better level.
Yeah, we see nationally we are falling behind the larger cities. You have the Dublin and the Galway and the Waterford and the Cork and the Limerick, and I feel that the Letterkenny and the Derry needs to catch up with them. But there's a fear that we do the same in this county regarding from our large towns to our smaller towns, and I don't want that to happen. Our infrastructure is falling behind in our smaller towns at the moment, so we need investment in them.
Councillor Paul Canning there speaking to Michaela Clark. And Buncrana-based Councillor Rena Donaghy is the new chairperson of the Donegal Education and Training Board. Councillor Niamh Kennedy has been elected deputy chair. The ETB is the leading education and training provider in Donegal. It manages 15 out of the county's 27 post-primary schools, as well as providing further education and training. It serves a total of almost 24.5 students and learners yearly. Councillor Donaghy says it's an honour to be at the helm of an organisation of which she is also an employee.
It's a great honour and a great privilege to be elected as chairperson of this great organisation, Donegal ETB, where they actively pursue the further development of education services within this county. It's lovely to be elected as chair, but it's even nicer to be elected unopposed, and that's how it was today. So, I've been a part-time employee of Donegal ETB for over 20 years now, and that was with the old BEC before the adult education, the new board took over on the 1st of July 2013. So I've been a long time, member there, both as an employee and as a member.
Which puts you in the interesting position of being able to, as well as bringing the political perspective to the table, you can bring the perspective of the employee to the table as well, and you can bring to the table things from the coalface that perhaps others couldn't.
Yes, absolutely. My area would have been adult education, and that's what I've been doing from I first started with Donegal ETB. So you're right, yes, I have a good knowledge of the education part of it and of the different services that they provide. And together with the staff members and the board members, I will endeavour to actively pursue the further development of educational needs in the county, and maybe without being too parochial today, particularly the three campus school in Buncrana, which is so desperately needed.
Councillor Rena Donaghy. For the forecast, some outbreaks of rain at first this evening in the southwest. More extensive rain and drizzle will extend throughout later. Some heavy rain is likely. Winds light to moderate south to southwest in direction, but fresh to strong near some coasts. Further rain for a time tonight, possibly heavy. The rain gradually clearing east with drier and clearer weather following. However, isolated showers may occur along coasts. Winds mostly light to moderate southwest in direction, but fresh to strong along coasts in lows of 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. A dry and bright day tomorrow with sunny spells in most areas. However, a little patchy rain or drizzle may edge into coastal areas from time to time. Top temperatures tomorrow 12 to 13 degrees Celsius in light to moderate southwest breezes. And looking at the main stories this evening, Ibrahim Halawa says it feels like a dream to be finally home on Irish soil. The 21-year-old arrived at Dublin Airport today after spending more than 4 years in jail in Egypt. After a two-day visit to the county by Minister Kevin Boxer-Moran, the government says decisions will be made shortly about the allocation of flood relief funding to sports clubs and other community organisations impacted by August's flooding in Inishowen and in East Donegal. Meanwhile, funding has been approved by the Minister for a detailed study of flood mitigation works and coastal protection measures in Port New. Local representatives say they hope this is the start of a number of allocations to allow work be done. The Environmental Protection Agency says investment in water treatment facilities is vital if seas, rivers and lakes are to meet environmental standards. Serious problems found in Donegal. Next news is at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 24th of October. The death has taken place at Albergavan Hospital of Isabel Letty Neely, née Dunn. Funeral service in Deandor Hay Funeral Home, Church Bray, Albergavan, on Thursday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the city cemetery. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay Funeral Director, 100 Spencer Road, Derry. The death has taken place at Albergavan Hospital of Robert Montgomery, 7 Nixon's Corner, Derry. Funeral leaving his home on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for service in Killay Parish Church, Carrigans at 2:15 with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Family Flowers Only, please, donations in lieu if desired to Killay Parish Church, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay Funeral Director, 100 Spencer Road, Derry. The death has taken place of John Kilday, 274 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, and formerly of Burn Dennett. His remains will repose at his daughter Lorna Kilday's home at 39 Olympic Drive, Strabane, from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 9:30, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Mickey Peoples, Laddin Fanad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Columbus Church, Massmount, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Rosary at 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Mimi McGowan, née Gallen, Stony Batter, Killy Gordon. Her remains will repose at her home until Rosary at 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until Rosary at 10 o'clock. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killy Gordon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. And the death has taken place at her late residence of Nora Gallagher, Nora Goody Moore, Mara Clogher, Bunbeg. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St. Mary's Church, Derry Beg, with burial afterwards in Maharagallan Cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. House private from after the rosary until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Inquiries to Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director.